For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage has written a great new book, Under the Influence, the Disinformation Guide to Drugs. I'll let him introduce himself.
My name is Preston Pete. I'm the editor of the website drugwar.com and of the new book, Under the Influence, the Disinformation Guide to Drugs. I've been writing for High Times magazine since 1999. And I'm very, very, very dedicated to promoting an end to the war on some drugs and users in any and every way possible.
Well, I know that's something we have very much in common, Preston. Tell us a little bit about this new book. It's a compilation of several writers, is that correct?
Yes, it's a compilation of nearly 50 contributors, and the contributors range from Paul Krasner, Rick Doblin, Mike Gray, Lonnie Shavelson, Daniel Forbes, Stephen Wishnia, Cynthia Kotz, Dr. Stanislav Grof, Daniel Pinchbeck, Paul Armentano, Jacob Sullum, Peter Dale Scott, Ethan Nadelman, Catherine Austin Fitz, and Peter Gorman. And that's just to name, you know, a select few of the contributors in this book. And the topics range, you know, they all the way across the board. It's mainly hardcore journalism and editorial writing. There's very few first-person drug stories in it. When we had stories like the one from Eric Sterling, which describes how the mandatory minimum drug laws came into being, Eric Sterling being one of the men most responsible for writing the mandatory minimum drug laws in 1986. And he describes it, and it's disgusting. It's horrible that the Republican and Democrat sides were vying with one another to see who was the representative from the hardest hit city of drugs. I mean, they wanted their city to be most drug riddled. It's almost hilarious if it wasn't so disturbing. They relied on the advice of a police officer who claimed that he was a homicide detective. He claimed he was a college-educated man, and it took years before some defense attorney finally took the time to check out his credentials and find out that he wasn't a graduate from this college, and he didn't have this degree, and he wasn't a homicide detective, and so therefore he had probably lied to the committee when they put together their amounts of drugs that would kick in the mandatory minimum sentencing laws, you know, like 15 years to life for a certain amount of drugs.
We've imprisoned millions of our fellow American citizens. We currently arrest more than 1.6 million nonviolent drug users each year. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.